This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, we try on this program to get you ahead of the economic zeitgeist. Forewarned is forearmed and all that, right? So in that vein, we begin this Tuesday with you, the humble American consumer, and the American business imperative to keep you spending. We're going to get our regular update on retail sales in this economy tomorrow, and it is not a stretch to say that there's almost nothing more important to retailers and this economy than you. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going with how businesses are planning to keep you happy.
It's sometimes hard to remember the weird COVID lockdown days. There were the odd hobbies, like baking bread, the hours of streaming, remember Tiger King, and the sudden attention put into home improvement.
And the amount of demand was just, in fact, overwhelming.
Grant Hennigan owns Viridian, a small chain of outdoor furniture stores in North and South Carolina. And he says that demand during early COVID, while it was good for business then, it's giving him a lot of trouble now.
I feel like people have bought forward. So sales that we should be making in 23 and 24, we actually made in 21 and 22. And I think we're going to have to work our way through the next at least 18 months to kind of get back to a more normalized sales cycle.
Consumers bought so much stuff a couple years ago that they don't need to buy as much now. And Sonia Lipinski, managing director of retail at Alex Partners, says big ticket items like furniture and discretionary items like clothes are the first categories households cut when budgets are strained.
Consumers are pulling back on spending and they're going to be buying the necessities first. They're going to be buying food, they're going to be buying gas.
That, of course, has a lot of retailers worried. Dana Peterson, chief economist at the Conference Board, which surveys CEOs, says there's a common strategy among companies right now.
Businesses are looking at where they could find incremental revenue.
Like moving more business online and adding services to their offerings. That's Grant Hennigan's strategy at his furniture store. He's been leaning more on upholstery cleaning and aluminum refinishing.
Especially to those customers who, you know, bought product over the last 5 or 10 years.
One bright spot, he's finally hired enough staff again to make sales calls. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.